Republican Governor Charlie Baker has announced he is not seeking a third term as governor of Massachusetts. Baker's announcement comes as his party is bitterly split between supporters and foes of former President Donald Trump. His decision comes near the end of a second grueling year in which his singular focus has been trying to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. Baker has long been among the nation's most popular chief executives. His decision means there will be an open race for governor next year and could encourage more candidates to jump in. Three Democrats have already declared their candidacies. Popular Attorney General Maura Healey is said to be weighing a bid. And once again, we have our political analyst John Creed with us. So what are your thoughts on this announcement?
Well, I think the big surprise is that Polito is not running either. She just announced that, so she's out of the picture. I think I'm not surprised the governor, you know, three terms is tough on anybody. And I don't know when the last three governors ran successively. So I wasn't surprised, though I am surprised about Polito, who's not going to run either. So that opens up, and Jeff Deal, of course, is announced Republican, but there'll be everybody and his brother in the race before this thing goes on. And I noticed the governor's going to have a 3 o'clock news conference, so that might answer some questions in a few hours.
And you also commented with us that the timing is interesting on this.
Oh, it's a very important timing. It's because if somebody announces... now it's December 1st, but if somebody wants to announce, they can then collect the full amount of donations for calendar 2021 as well as 2022, because you can do the full amount once each year. So I think that was done to help would-be candidates to get money. And the big question is, what does the attorney general do? But I would remind Maura Healey, there hasn't been a attorney general who's gone directly to governor since the 1930s or 40s.
Now, there's been another name that has come up in this race, not running for governor, but that would have been Donald Trump, that he was actually a big factor in Baker's decision. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think he probably doesn't like the way the Republican is going, and Mr. Lyons, who heads the Republican Party right now, I don't think is Baker's kind of Republican. So I would say those are factors. Also, many people believe that a Democrat is going to get helped in the off-year election based on the popularity of the Democrats' administration right now.
So, basically, though, when do you think we'll really start seeing candidates emerging for this race for governor? When do you think we'll really see this deluge start?
Tomorrow. I think it'll happen that soon because of the money factor. And the only one, when you look at statewide offices, Galvin, the Secretary of State, certainly has name recognition. He's run several times. He probably has a treasury. I don't think he's popular enough to win, but it would have to be somebody to go any later than this week that somebody would have ease to a lot of money. I'm not sure Jeff Teal gets helped by this other than more Republicans getting in the race.
All righty. Well, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see, and we'll see how this all plays out. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Anytime, Dan. Thank you.